This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Well, we started off talking about the Oregon situation. We never did really delve into that too deeply, other than to say that the story that we had from earlier today, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, was that there were about 5 people left at the Malheur Wildlife Reserve, and they said that they would leave on the condition that they were guaranteed that they would be able to leave and that they would not wind up being arrested, detained, or otherwise prevented from leaving. And then we started getting phone calls, and we've been talking about how justice would work in a free society. Do smart people ever buy insurance? Is insurance the answer to justice in a free society? And then mandatory testing and having a baby in a hospital, is it something that one should do? If you do, then are you basically unwittingly subjecting yourself to the diktats of the hospital staff? And we have Tom in Baltimore. Tom, we kept you over from the last hour. You were telling us about a friend of yours who went into a hospital with his wife to have a baby, and they thought, you know, we'll be able to keep the baby in the room with us the entire stay. But that was not the case.
Yeah, I apologize for, you know, getting off topic. Things are kind of all over the place. And would you believe it? I had to sit through another lesson from the complicated, godless, weird analogy guy again. Remember yesterday I was on hold for that whole weird description of his philosophy, and I couldn't believe it. It was like deja vu. Here he was again.
At least he did not go into detail about some of the weird fantasies that he has with Mark. If you missed it, you have to listen to the show. And wow.
I was
so continue, Tom.
I was pretty much done with the hospital thing. The second guy that was speaking, the caller, the last caller prior to when you picked my call up, that was interesting. Just another example of government overreach. So I just wanted to comment on the baby thing. It brought that to mind. What I really called in for, though, and I hope he's still listening, is Ralph. That guy, I get a kick out of him every time.
That's Ralph in New Jersey, one of the callers. He calls in quite frequently, and he's sort of a one-trick pony. He will, you know, change up how he gets to his trick, but once he gets there, it's the same trick, and it's Obama and white liberal guilt.
Yeah, it's like, y'all are racist. We're not racist. See, you're talking about race.
He toys with you, gentlemen. I had a friend of mine say to me about 3 weeks ago, he said, oh, come here. You got to hear this guy. And he also called a friend of his over. He said to her, listen, this guy, he hates all white people. Listen to him. And he's always with everyone the same thing, you know, but we should all feel guilty. Well, I knew right away because of the accent that it was Ralph. And listen, I have a different take on it. That's why I said I hope he's still listening. I've heard him on other talk shows, and that's why I say he toys with you guys, because he knows he can get a rise out of you. Ralph is really smart. He makes some very cogent arguments about all sorts of things. I really enjoy listening to him, and I really get a kick out of him when he calls here, because you're right, he gets you guys going. But listen, here's my take, and I hope he calls back to let me know if I'm right or not.
Well, he can't call tonight, because we do have a one-call-per-show rule, okay. But he can call back tomorrow and let us know if he listened to you talking about him tonight.
Yeah, I don't think he believes that you guys are racist at all. I don't think he's racist at one bit. I think what he's saying is this. When he brings up the white guilty thing, I think he just throws on the L-Y on the end because it sounds funny. It gets people kind of confused at first. But he's not saying that you should be guilty. He's saying that because you kind of handle certain subjects, not you, but a lot of white people in general handle certain subjects with kid gloves, that to him, he perceives that as kind of a hidden white guilt that one might have. That's why he said that about Christie. Now, for someone, and he brought to mind tonight a colleague of mine who used to do an Al Jolson routine. I don't know if you know who Al Jolson is. You guys might be.
Yeah, he's the famous actor from back, the 1920s, 30s, was famous for doing blackface.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people thought that my colleague was a racist. Now, for many years, he did this routine, and he worked for the city at the time, and the command staff knew about it, and no one had a problem with it. He performed mostly at private parties and at his brother's bar. And when he started to get a little bit of notoriety, he got a job at the Hilton downtown. Well, that's when newspaper articles started coming out about it. And that's when certain groups got involved and said, you know what? That's wrong. It's racist. I don't know if they realized that Al Jolson, who actually was a Jewish guy, his real name was Asa, Yusef or something. Anyway, the real Al Jolson actually was very much an advocate of helping African Americans, and he's known for actually fighting against discrimination, helping skit parts on Broadway, and so was my colleague. You know, he would give anyone the shirt off his back if they needed it, and eventually he had to leave the department. He was asked to leave to retire early because his act was just bringing too much attention to the department. And he just got a new bar. He still does it. In fact, they made a movie about him. You can look him up. His name is Bobby Berger. Just Google Bobby Berger, Baltimore policeman, and I'm sure something will come up, probably a lot of stuff. And anyway, here's my take. Ralph would look at him and say he's not white guilty because he's not. He didn't have any problem dealing with real-life issues in a very real way. He didn't skirt around them. He didn't handle them with kid gloves. He was out in the open. I think Ralph would look at him and say, yeah, he's not white guilty because he's not hiding something. He doesn't feel guilty about anything because he loves everybody.
I'm not guilty. I'm just not an a-hole about things.
Oh, no, my colleague wasn't either. And I don't think Ralph is saying that, you have to be an a-hole. I think what he's saying is, and of course he's making a presumptuous leap, and that's where he's, just doing that shit rise out of you guys. I think what he's saying is that if you skirt around certain issues and or if, reticent to say certain words, and not that those words would be insulting or anything, but he picks up, like I said, he's really smart. He picks up on little nuances, and if he feels like, you're skirting around certain things in an attempt to be a good guy and not to offend on your part, he looks at that and he teases you. He says, you're white guilty. That's what he's talking about. Now, I think as far as Obama's concerned, I'm not quite sure what his opinion. I don't think he likes him at all. I think he looks at him as a big phony. That's what I say. And he would be right, in my opinion. But that's my take on Ralph. I love listening to him, especially when, like I said, I laugh when he messes with you guys. When he actually talks with other talk shows about actual issues, he's really smart, and I enjoy listening to the points that he makes. So
I wish he would call and talk to us like he talks to the other talk shows, because yeah. I would love to get something other than just this one-trick pony from Ralph.
He's having too much fun with you.
That's it.
I would love it, and Ralph would probably be very surprised to learn that I used to live in the hood. Like, when I say in the hood, I mean the hood. I used to live in the hood. Did you? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a second. But if you've got a business, or even, you know, if you run some sort of organization that needs to do some promotions, or if you just want to, you know, make sure that you've got personal business cards, because you never know when you're going to wind up running into somebody and needing to give them contact info, well, you can get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 from Vistaprint. And when you go to Vistaprint.com, make sure you use promo code FTL at checkout, and you can get those 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Don't need business cards? That's fine. Well, they've got other things. They've got postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, and so much more. So head over to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL at checkout, and you can get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. That's a saving of up to 50% off the regular price. That's an amazing deal. Vistaprint.com, code FTL. Back to the phones, and we have Toby calling in from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Toby, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was just calling. I wanted to counter one of the points that the previous caller made about the blanket sweeping statement that you can't stay with your kids the entire time you're in the hospital. I've had very different experiences in the hospital. I've been there twice to have kids, and so that might be true in some hospitals, but they're not all built the same. I found my experience to be excellent both times and really felt like my wishes as a parent were really taken into account. Never once did they try to take the kids away from myself or my wife without us present. They asked us, you know, what we wanted for everything and got consent for everything. And if we didn't want something, they were really respectful about it. So just didn't want to, it was bothering me to let the blanket statement like that just override.
Did you ever fall asleep?
Some hospitals are like that.
Did you ever fall asleep? Was there any time where they could have taken the kids without your knowledge?
No, there was always one of us awake.
Yeah. I agree with you, too, completely. My son was born many years ago. But it amazed me how far they've come in the idea of birthing rooms and everything that they did. It was expensive as hell. But it was pretty impressive, the lengths they went to make sure that everybody was comfortable, not just the mother and not just the child.
Yeah, and everybody's rights being respected, too. And so, there are things, like, you sign off on, and if you don't read them, they might do them. But if you read the paperwork you're signing, it'll say, I want my kid to have this shot in these tests, or I don't. I want this to happen. I want them to take the kid so I can get extra sleep or not. So, I mean, if you just sign stuff without reading it or something, that might be true.
And well, like, and a lot of times... A lot of times the nursing staff will just, you know, like come hand you a bunch of papers and say, we need you to sign these. And then the parents say, well, what are they? Well, this one, it's just, you know, standard papers that you have to sign.
Right.
Just standard stuff. Sign it. Don't worry about it. It's just to say that, you know, we can take care of your kid.
I'm just wondering if the medical staff ever had like golden colored eyes or a third eyelid or any of that kind of stuff.
What? I think where I where
that does it depends.
Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think that some hospitals might be like that and just throw stuff in your face. But at least my experience from the local hospital here, where I'm from, was not like that at all. Didn't just shove anything in our face and say, "Hey, sign this." Everything was really explained and respectful and everything else. So I just I don't like blanket statements like that. I get it that it's happened sometimes and people's experiences are different. Just, you know, anytime there's a blanket statement of you can't ever be in a hospital and not have your kids be taken away from you, it irks me. That's all.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Toby, thank you so much for the call. And we go to Armed Truth in Southern California, who also wants to talk about having a baby in a hospital. Much better than having a baby in the middle of the desert, I guess. Armed Truth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was going to... Yeah, we were contemplating the desert situation, but chose the hospital instead. From the hospital I went to overall, they were pretty good, but they can actually take your baby. And it had happened once with my wife. I had gone out. She had a C-section, so she was kind of out of it in the hospital. And they came in and said, oh, do you want us to take the baby and we can watch it for a while and you can get some sleep? And I was gone, and my wife kind of, you know, she was pretty out of it, so she said, oh, okay, sure, take the baby. So they took the baby, and they have this separate area, and you know, where they keep, you know, all the baby together. And I got back, and I said, you know, where the hell's the baby? She said, oh, you know, they took her away for a little while to watch her. So I went and got her, and I walked in, and there was like a dozen babies and one nurse who, you know, wasn't even in the room at the time with the babies crying. So we never allowed them to take baby again. But the big thing down here is, and we are not, I wouldn't consider us, you know, anti-vaxxers or anything like that, but we were very wary of what we wanted to be put into our child.
Right.
And the doctor that we, you know, we got out and they assigned this doctor, and we went and told the doctor, you know, our baby was basically fresh out of the hospital, and we, you know, wanted to wait on vaccines until she got a little older, until her body is more developed. And we said, well, we're going to wait on the vaccines. You know, we're not sure, you know, we're not going to give her vaccines immediately. And the doctor was insane. She basically snapped and told us, if you're not going to listen to what I have to say, then, you know, what are you going to listen to me if your daughter has an ear infection and, you know, I want to give her medicine to get her ear fixed? You're not even going to listen to me on vaccines and what I say, then I don't even think we should be together anymore. Basically,
she broke up with you.
She broke up with us. But she was nuts about it when we said, no, we want to wait a while to get vaccines. She basically snapped and was extremely pushy the whole time. No, we need to give it today. We're going to give it to you today.
And the interesting thing about vaccines is my understanding of the way that there are exemptions in certain states for philosophical exemptions, but it's an all-or-none exemption. If you decide, yes, I think that my child should be vaccinated from mumps and measles and rubella, and you tell the doctor those are the only ones that I want you to vaccinate my child on, the doctor, they can't say, okay, I will only give those. Because it's an all or none. Either you're, you know, conscientiously objecting or philosophically objecting, or you have a religious objection to all vaccines, or you have that objection for no vaccines. There is no what I would call informed consent on, you know, each vaccine independent of one another.
That's
and right. I want your experience with this, Armed Truth, will hold you over. Because I do want, you know, experience or thoughts from somebody with more recent experience on this than anyone in this room right now. And, of course, your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession has failed. failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's some breaking news. The FBI has released unedited video of the shooting of Lavoie Finicum. And the video, I will post a link on the Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com. It's a 26-minute, 28-second video. The video section, or the section that shows the shooting, begins around the 9-minute mark. So, again, I will post the link over on the Facebook page. You can watch that if you decide that that's something that you want to do. But we will go back to your thoughts and your calls. Armed Truth calling in from Southern California, talking about the experience having a child in a hospital. And I asked the question about vaccinations because you had said that you told the baby doctor that there were some vaccinations that you did not want right away, that you wanted to wait until the child was a little older. And so then I asked the question about, you know, my understanding of the objections, whether it be philosophical objection or religious objection, is that it's an all or none sort of thing. You can't pick and choose which ones you're okay with. So it's not a medical objection. It's a, you're either opposed to us injecting you with things or you're not. And is that your experience that it's an all or none situation?
You know, not really to some extent, because we have, she's 15 months now. We went to the doctor at a year checkup, and said,
you know, we had got a new doctor, obviously. She's really nice. She kind of explained the situation. You know, she said, whenever you're ready, you know, we can give her the vaccines. So we did give her one and gave her the pneumonia, streptococcus, I think it was, or something, vaccine. But the problem here is more for schooling now. California, they made it so you can't be exempt for not having the vaccines, because the MMR, the one you were talking about, I know that one's bad. So we're trying to give her one vaccine slowly at a time to see if she has any reaction to them. But you could technically, like, we're kind of trying to pick and choose which ones we want at this time. It's not necessarily you have to get them all at once. Some are grouped together, like the MMR. But the big problem here is, you know, if you feel like you don't want to give your child any vaccines here, which I think it's a choice, a parent's choice, to choose, you know, what they want to give their child. Now the state is saying, no, you know, you have to have them all for school. So we're contemplating, we're getting ready to move out of the state anyway. But, you know, it's, so, yeah, you know, it's not really a pick and choose. Or it is, you know, you can kind of pick and choose to some extent.
Right. So where do you plan on going to from Southern California? Any plans to come up here to New Hampshire for the Free State Project?
Unfortunately, no. We kind of have talked about it. She actually really likes your show as well. We've talked about it, but we are actually going to be moving up to Washington, Idaho area for now, and then possibly, she's Irish, so we may be moving to the UK in the future as well, but I don't want to move to the UK. The UK would be a disaster.
Yeah, because, well, you are armed truth, and you would not be allowed to arm yourself in the UK unless you arm yourself with some really ancient weaponry, which technically would still be an arm, but definitely not what most people in the U.S. think of when they think of arms.
No, it's bad. Her brother got arrested. He actually had basically a pocket knife. You know, if you were in, you know, I know New Hampshire, you're hunting, that you have a decent pocket, you know, sized hunting knife, pocket knife in your pocket. He actually got arrested over there for it. And there was a guy who got arrested for having a fake, kind of like a pirate sword, you know, one of the kids had. The police thought it was a real sword, and he had gotten arrested for it. So that it is a disaster over there. You know, it's called stripping your rights, so it's getting worse and worse. But she has family that lives there. It's nice to visit, but, I don't know, maybe possibly.
Think we lost armed truth. I don't know what happened there. Let's see if we have Josh in Lincoln, Nebraska. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I just called to share my birthday.
And no, our phone system has completely crashed. I don't know what happened.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Side note, I mean, I was scanning while that last caller was on. I was scanning the video of Lavoy being shot. And it's, again, looks to me to be another one of these cases where at least from this view of this drone or helicopter or whatever it is.
Absolutely that, drone, first of
okay,
all.
Okay, he comes out of his truck with his arms over his head, brings his arms down, puts them into his pockets, appears to take out what appears to be a firearm from here in, you know, a ready position, not pointed at the ground, not like he's dropping the gun, and he gets shot because he takes a gun out of his pocket and the agent, you know, he starts turning around and the agent shoots him.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to play a little bit of this and give you the play-by-play of what I see. I'm starting
at the very last two. If this is the 8 minutes,
I'm starting. It's 26 minutes and 28 seconds that I'm watching.
I've got an 8 minute one.
So I'm at the 9 minute 18 second mark, and you see him running in the snow after having swerved around a roadblock where there are three vehicles in the middle of the road.
Yep.
And there's snowbanks on either side. He had swerved on the left side of the road, and someone had jumped basically in front of his vehicle. And then the device that's filming sort of shook out of the way, so you can't tell necessarily if he hit the person or what. But then it goes back in screen. He's standing a few feet away from the vehicle that's in a snowbank, and he's right now holding his arms out to his, you know, like straight out, side to side. And I start the video again. It looks like he reaches into his belt.
Doesn't look like anybody was
something hit. Out of his, possibly out of his belt loop or out of his belt or out of a holster. You can't tell because, again, it's overhead.
Right.
And it's, you know.
Did he just go to put his hands behind his back?
Look like he went to put his hands behind his back because he grabs something and then he's holding it in front of him.
Right.
And then he winds up getting shot and he's laying on the ground. Police are circling from a distance. He's moving his right hand. And it appears as though right now he is no longer moving at the 9:51 mark. And then there was some kind of flash in the, there's several flashes. I don't know if those are road flares.
No, they're firing into the vehicle at that point.
Okay, so Chris says that they're firing into the vehicle and, I, again, can't really tell what's happening because of the angle here. There's trees in the shot between this drone or helicopter, whatever it is, and the vehicle. And so the 10:30 mark.
When he takes his hands down, it really looks like he's drawing a firearm to me.
He may very well be. You know, just in a quick skim from 5 feet away from a monitor and looking at the video, what I will say is this does sound pretty much like Shauna Cox. You guys asked me who Shauna was earlier. I apologize. Shauna Cox is a friend of the Bundy family, and she, I believe, lives in Utah. But she's been up there with the Bundys in Oregon. And, you know, as far as everything as, you know, they decided to go and they hit a snowbank, they went out and the boy jumped out of the car, he had his hands.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
What's that when they say?
This is Free Talk Live. Here in the final segment, still time for you and your thoughts. If you call in right now, we did figure out what had happened with the phone software. Apparently, there was a technical difficulty on our end and something disconnected. And, well, it's reconnected now, so we can take your calls here in these final moments. 855-450-FREE. And before we go over, we were talking about the video that got released by the FBI showing the shooting death of Lavoie Finicum. Before we go back over that a little bit, and I've actually got quotes from the special agent in charge of the FBI field office in Portland, I want to make sure that I tell you how you can wind up saving 20, 25, 30, 35% or more on things that you're going to buy online anyway.
Ian saved 50% today.
Yes, he did. He bought some two-way radios for 50% off because he went to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And he used Bitcoin to buy things from Amazon. So that's the catch. You put things in an Amazon shopping wish list. Well, that's one way. If you want to name your own price, you have to put things in a shopping wish list on Amazon, then go to saveatpurse.com, insert the wish list onto saveatpurse.com, and then pay with Bitcoin. You get to name your price up to 50% off. You can get a guaranteed 5% off, and all you're doing is just going to saveatpurse.com, and you're paying with Bitcoin. So that's saveatpurse.com. So we have all watched this video a little bit, you know, like the relevant minute of video here that was released by the FBI. And there's a quote here from USA Today from Greg Bretzing, the special agent in charge of the FBI field office in Portland, who says, "I want to caution you that the video does show the shooting death of Lavoie Finicum. We realize that viewing that piece of video will be upsetting to some people, but we feel it is necessary to show the whole thing unedited in the interest of transparency. And I have to say that I'm pleasantly surprised that there's a government agent that is doing something for the sake of transparency.
Now, to be fair, well, not to be fair, because I'm not feeling really fair about this right now, but if that would have shown anything else other than what appears to clearly show Lavoie reaching for something and then being justified in shooting, okay, now we get transparency.
Yeah.
Every other time when there's any question, then it's subpoena, it's FOIA requests, it's stalling and everything else. So, yeah, sorry, FBI, you don't get props for being, quote, transparent, unquote.
I think he may have chosen that word because he knows that it's kind of a buzzword now to where, you know, people want government transparency. So because it fits into basically their narrative, he is being transparent. He does give a quote about what happens, and again, we were watching and saying that this is what we thought we saw, but Brett Zing says, Fennecombe leaves the truck and steps through the snow. Agents and troopers on the scene had information that Fennecombe and others would be armed. On at least two occasions, Fennecombe reaches his right hand towards a pocket on the left inside portion of his jacket. He did have a loaded 9mm semi-automatic handgun in that pocket. At this time, OSP, that would be Oregon State Police, shot Fennecombe. FBI agents are not generally equipped with body cameras, but video of the incident involving Fennecombe was captured by accompanying law enforcement. An official familiar with the matter said on Thursday, but he would not comment publicly, and they say that he was not authorized to do so. And Eamon Bundy, who was the purported leader of the group there in the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, speaking through his attorney, has recommended to people that they go home. And as we reported at the beginning of the show, the five remaining people, or at least the five that were there as of 2:13 p.m., I believe this might be Pacific time, I'm not positive, said that they would leave if they were given assurances that they would wind up being able to leave without being arrested or worse.
Yeah, heavy on the worse there.
So what are your thoughts on this, Chris? Do you think that they're going to be able to leave? Or do you think something bad is going to happen to these last five individuals?
I suspect that the government will try to play both sides. So we had to get hard with Eamon, and we had to get hard with Lavoie. But look, now we are we're going to be understanding and compassionate. We're going to let these people go back to their families, and we will simply track them for the rest of their natural born lives every way possible. That's what I suspect. But that's just a guess.
Yeah, I completely agree with Chris. That's a pretty easy guess to make, unfortunately. This is where this situation is at.
And looking here, the most recent news article that I'm seeing is, at least according to the Google News, the way it filtered from a few hours ago, that says that just four people remain at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The group spoke with OPB, which is the, Oregon Public Broadcasters, spoke with them by phone. Sandy Anderson said, "We all want to leave. We're here, and we're worried we're going to die." Three people turned themselves in at a checkpoint outside the refuge Wednesday afternoon and are facing felony charges. Police said another five people were stopped and allowed to leave the refuge since law enforcement blocked roads around the area. David Fry said he spoke to an FBI negotiator three times in the last 24 hours, said the group is prepared to leave peacefully, but they fear arrest. And, well, based on the statement from Sandy Anderson, I think they're fearing something worse than arrest. And, you know, again, I would not say that their fears are completely unjustified or unwarranted. Fry said, as a group, we were willing to leave peacefully, but they want to arrest Sean. That's Sean Anderson, one of the people there, who has been told that there is a federal warrant for his arrest on charges of interfering with federal employees. Fry says, but they want to arrest Sean and take Sean out and put him in jail. We don't want to leave Sean in that situation, but that feels unfair. Fry said it was not clear to him why Anderson had been singled out for arrest, but Anderson had spent comparatively little time at the refuge. He said the four had eaten scrambled eggs for breakfast and had just spoken with their families on Wednesday night. Fry added, they don't want us to die. They're begging us to come home. Go to prison for 5 years is what they're saying. So what if you were in this situation, what would you do? If your choices were you can, you know, hope that they'll let you leave alive and you might go to jail for 5 years, or you can stay and possibly die.
Oh, if you stay, you're going to die. I think that would be the conclusion that I would come to, that unless this is resolved to completion.
I guess the question then becomes rather a how, not if.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a roll of the dice for those folks to come out. And to be clear, I mean, at least what I've seen in most of at least the published charges and things like that, the only thing I see in this, you know, interfering with law enforcement, everything seems to reference a social media post. Well, on this blog, Eamon Bundy published this, and here he published this. And I keep hearing this about all these people involved. And then, you know, Pete Santilli's wrapped up in all this too, and he's an independent journalist. Are people actually being charged with interfering with with a federal police officer? Is it strictly based on what they're publishing on YouTube or on Facebook? And
possibly. And Fry said that people leaving the refuge had taken most of the food and supplies, but left many of the guns behind. He fears being arrested and spending time in prison, in part because he's been harassed on social media and over email, says that people are sharing his home address. And, well, we won't do that at Free Talk Live. You can call in again anytime tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m., 855-453, online at freetalklive.com. Until then.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.